You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Archie McDonald joins us now, and he shares his family's arrangements around their Christmas table.
This is a holiday story. It will be difficult to appreciate unless you come from a large family. Time was, such families were the norm. I'm talking about 6, 7, perhaps 10 kids, plus parents and grandparents. Think of the Waltons as a similar group. In the families that had to claim us, my father was one of 11 children, born to Madison and Olivia McDonald of DeRitter, Louisiana. Judy's mother, one of 8, born to or adopted by Craig and Lila Bass of Port Neches, Texas. Our generation of the 1930s Depression babies came singularly, or at least fewer, 2, maybe 3, all our parents' generation could afford. And we joined all those aunts and uncles, plus cousins and in-laws, at Grandma's table at Christmas. Not on Christmas Day, necessarily, because each family unit had its own Santa Claus visits to coordinate, but sometime in the holiday season. And not every year, because some units alternated holiday visits between maternal and paternal grandmas. But most found their way to Grandma's table each year. For some, especially those who had made lives in distant cities, this represented a single annual visit to what they once called home. Others, dwelling nearer, coordinated visits to coincide with those long-distance travelers. One way or the other, even if not at the same time, all sat at Grandma's table at Christmas time. I emphasize Grandma because this was truly her time. Grandpa was around and may have paid for presents and turkeys and such, but she shopped for every single child and grandchild, wrapped gifts, and cooked the series of meals attended by no fewer than 10 to 15 relatives. Some did not dine so much as graze all day long over the yield of recipes not enjoyed since last year that they could not replicate in their own kitchen. After dinner, men played 42 loudly, thinking they were letting Grandpa win when really he cleaned their plow regularly. Kids sulked off, teenagers particularly, wondering why they had to come. But sometimes Uncle Sonny brought footballs or other athletic equipment and played with them. And the talking. Women especially enjoyed and excelled in recollecting school experiences, catching up on health reports and why cousin somebody had divorced that good-for-nothing spouse. Men talked about jobs, new cars, joyful or disappointed outcomes of football games. Visiting dogs got into scrapes more noisy than harmful, and sometimes cousins did too, or even the grown-ups, if discussion topics turned to politics or religion. Some would go away angry, then next year come right back to Grandma's table, because Christmas just wasn't Christmas unless you did. Besides, where else could you get a slice of Aunt Edna's chocolate pie?
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find